Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Austrian composer Erich Wolfgang Korngold is best known today as one of the founders of film music. In 1938, The Adventures of Robin Hood was the first movie in which the composer, Korngold, and not the studio music department head, was awarded the Oscar. But when Korngold fled the Nazi regime and remained in the U.S., he brought with him a wealth of first-hand experiences, having absorbed the European musical traditions of composers like Gustav Mahler, Richard Strauss, as well as the great staged play genre, popular in Europe from the 18th century to around 1925. From that tradition comes the first fully integrated production of Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare, with music by Korngold, since the music was outlawed by the Nazis in 1933. Korngold champion and University of North Carolina School of the Arts Chancellor John Mauchery will conduct the American premiere, performed by members of UNCSA's Schools of Drama and Music, March 29th through April 7th, with evening performances at 8 and weekend matinees at 2 in the Agnes DeMille Theater on the UNCSA campus in Winston-Salem. Last week, John spoke with me by phone from New York. Here's part one of our conversation.
You know, at the center of answering any question about Erich Wolfgang Korngold and why I've never heard of him, and yet why I know his music or I recognize his music, is World War II. And so you kind of have to fast forward, not so much talking about what he was before World War II, to what happened because of World War II, and therefore how he survived and how a reputation of someone who was considered the greatest Wunderkind, and remember, Wunder means miracle, miracle child, the greatest musical miracle child since Mozart, to be somebody who most of the listeners to this program have never heard of. So how does that happen? When Erich Wolfgang Korngold, obviously the Wolfgang name for Mozart, ironically enough, was presented to Mahler, and this 9-year-old could play the piano as if he were a 45-year-old and whose music was already fully formed, well, not at 9, but certainly by the time he was 12, and certainly 15, 16, he was writing operas that were being fully produced by the Vienna State Opera, and no one could figure out how a child, a prepubescent child, could write in a style that was obviously someone who was imagining the human experience of being an adult. No one could figure this out, and so Mahler said, "He's a genius. And Strauss became his godfather, Richard Strauss. And Strauss went on to be the head of the Vienna State Opera. So Strauss was conducting his operas, performing them. Bruno Walter was playing the piano trios. When Sibelius saw the music, he said, "This is the young eagle." When Puccini came across his music, he said, "He's the great hope of German music," and in fact, he even said that his music scared Puccini because there was so much in it. He put so much music into his music, and this was a teenager. So here's this kid, a funny, pudgy, not particularly someone you'd even notice on the street, as the song goes, who was writing this amazing music, which brings us to probably 1920, when he was 21 years old and was commissioned to write music for a play, a production of Much Ado About Nothing. One of the things that makes what we're about to do at the School of the Arts is to give people an experience that is not accessible anywhere in the world right now and has not been for maybe 80 years. So nobody's experienced it. And that is that you go to a play. It's a play. It's not a musical. It's not an opera. It's not a ballet. It's a play. And there's an orchestra in the pit that plays an overture. And then the curtain goes up and people talk. They don't sing. They talk. And then at certain points in the play, the music from the orchestra pit either describes a scene change or underscores a particular dialogue scene or characterizes somebody who walks on or walks off, like a leitmotif technique from Wagner. This was an equal partner in the great theaters of Europe, where one-third of the year was ballet, one-third of the year was opera, and one-third of the year was theater. So those big theaters had orchestras that were on a contract. So people were writing music for great epic plays, and whether that's Beethoven for Goethe's Egmont, or Schubert with Rosamunde, or Mendelssohn for A Midsummer Night's Dream, or right up through Sibelius, whose last greatest work is The Tempest from the 1920s, and Tchaikovsky for Hamlet. This is a great tradition, but nobody can experience it. So when most people think of Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, they think of an orchestra performing it. And a few years ago, the Winston-Salem Symphony, for example, performed the play, Cut Down, with members of our school, students, and Gerald Friedman directed that adaptation. And you got a kind of an idea of how the music worked with the play, but you were still looking at an orchestra on the stage. Imagine hearing the overture to A Midsummer Night's Dream, and then the curtain goes up, and we're hearing the words of Shakespeare. Now, that's what used to happen. And that all became movie music, by the way, because the composers who were ultimately successful in Hollywood in creating the sound of Hollywood and how music works in dramatic movies were the composers who were trained in this very theatrical style that was part of a centuries-old tradition in Europe. American composers had never seen that because we didn't have that tradition in the United States of America. But a Max Steiner or an Erich Wolfgang Korngold or a Miklos Rozsa or a Dmitri Tiomkin or any of those first composers, hugely successful composers in the era of the sound films from the 1930s, knew it normally, and they understood what the gestures were. They come out of Wagner, of course, and they come out of, you know, a history that Wagner really is the most important, but, you know, continued on to Richard Strauss and Mahler, but before them, Beethoven. And after all, Haydn, you know, Haydn's Symphony No. 60, called Il Distratto, the Distracted One, was actually cobbled together by Haydn from music that he wrote to a comedy called Il Distratto. So Haydn was doing it too. It was just normal.
Part one of my conversation with University of North Carolina School of the Arts Chancellor John Mochieri. He'll conduct the first fully integrated production of Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare with music by Erich Korngold, since the music was outlawed by the Nazis in 1933. The American premiere by members of UNCSA's Schools of Drama and Music will be March 29th through April 7th, with evening performances at 8 and weekend matinees at 2 in the Agnes DeMille Theater on the UNCSA campus in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And you can hear the second half of our interview this Friday afternoon at 1:30 during Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.